Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Radio Makes the Ideal Connection by Ian Beverley. There is no doubt that social media has opened up boundless possibilities to share opinions, promote achievements and activities, initiate discussions and create an accessible way of communicating. The radio, though, is still a great medium for doing all of these, but up to a few years ago there were limited opportunities to access this. RNIB Connect Radio has changed this as it offers a unique opportunity to promote a whole variety of true life stories involving the VI community. It is not an insular one, as it encourages involvement from right across the board, whether visually impaired or fully sighted. Everyone is welcome. The station has a wide variety of programming which spans from specific music genres to consumer and opinion-led content. It always has encouraged listener content, but starting this week is a new program that takes this a stage further. The Daily Connect, presented by Stephen Scott, gives listeners the opportunity to get involved in discussions and content that is directly influenced by them. It's on the air from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, UK time, Monday to Friday, and, as mentioned, gives you the ideal opportunity to be involved in discussions and topics that have great relevance. RNIB Connect Radio can be heard across the internet. You can find it on www.insightradio.co.uk. On smart devices, such as a phone or a tablet, you can listen by downloading either the Radio Player or Tune In Radio apps. In the UK, Connect Radio can be heard on Freeview Channel 730. If living in the Glasgow area, you can find the station on 101 FM. The difference between the United Kingdom and the American Health Service. Why I am pro National Health Services by Amanda Nelson. Imagine that you get sick or hurt and you need to see a doctor, but you do not have any access or limited access. Well, that's my situation. For those of you who do not know, I am an American. I live in a city called Pensacola, Florida, and I have no income and no medical health insurance and have limited access to healthcare. In the United States, according to www.healthcare.gov, everyone who can afford health insurance, either privately or through the help of an employer, must have a health insurance plan or pay a fine when you file your taxes. There are a variety of different companies that offer different plans of health coverage. Each one is different. As for dental and eye care, you either have to buy a separate health insurance package or buy services and equipment yourself. For 3 years, from 2014 to 2016, I had private health insurance. When I had insurance, which I paid for through my savings account, I paid a monthly premium each month, and because of the health insurance package I chose, I also had to pay a co-pay for my appointments and any prescriptions that I needed. I was able to use my package to cover my needs up to a number of times in a number of ways, from emergency room visits to medicines. Because of the fact that I had no income and the prices of the premium, I had to cancel my insurance in late 2016. According to healthcare.gov/Medicaid chip, there is a government program called Medicaid. This program is to help people who have disabilities or who qualify based on income, who may not otherwise have a way to have a health insurance package. Even though this is a federal government-funded program, it differs from state to state on the requirements to get assistance. I have applied for this service and I was denied. When I first came to live with my extended family, they went and spoke with a lawyer on my behalf who stated that I would never be able to receive any benefits of any kind because of the qualifications the government has set. I am sure I am not the only person who is in this same situation. I have tried 4 different health clinics that are either low cost or free. I was turned away from 3 of them because of the fact of who I live with, who provides my every need, or because I have the inability to pay or to prove where I live. The last clinic I tried stated that I had to prove that I had no income, where I lived, and then they stated that the waiting time was 5 months. A lot can happen in 5 months. At the time that this article is written, I have not seen a dentist in over a year, both a general doctor and my vision specialist in 3 years. I may not get a state grant to see my vision specialist in November or new glasses. I currently have a medical condition that is bothersome, and I wish it would go away. One of the best resources I have at this time are the pharmacies and over-the-counter medicines. For those of you who would want to know about emergency care, I would be able to get care. However, I would not be able to pay the hefty price tag that would go along with it. I have looked at a clinic that wanted $419.40 a year plus a $12 copay per visit and $25 application fee. Even though I have some savings left over from school, this is something I cannot afford at this time. This clinic only provides very basic medical care. The blood work prices ranged from $27 to $170 per blood test. The vaccines ranged from $89 to $245 per type of vaccine and per number needed. I have continued to look at different resources that would be able to provide me with basic healthcare. However, when I read their requirements on their websites, it can be confusing to me. Furthermore, my personal situation makes things a little bit challenging. I am sure there is a clinic that I can be seen at, or perhaps a service that I do not know is available to me. Across the pond in the United Kingdom, they have a service called the National Health Service, or NHS. Now, according to NHS.uk, the National Healthcare Services offer a wide variety of services, including emergency room care, general health care, which can be provided through a general practitioner or nurse, mental health care, and end-of-life care. The care is free at the time the service is used to those who live in England and Wales, plus Scotland and Northern Ireland. The citizens of the United Kingdom and other countries that have similar programmes are charged for their health care when they pay their yearly taxes. There are only a few things, such as prescriptions, that people have to pay a small co-pay for. I know the National Health Service is not perfect. No healthcare service is. I personally do not live in the United Kingdom, nor have I visited there. However, I have many friends over there, and I have gathered a wide variety of opinions about the National Health Service. I feel sad that I live in a country that provides limited basic health services to those who have limited income. I feel that all people, myself included, should have access to basic health care. I worry about my living situation and my health. Things can change in seconds. I am thankful for my health and support that I do have. With all the time that I did researching and talking to people from the United Kingdom, I feel the United Kingdom has better health services than what America can provide. I feel that if America would adopt a service similar to the health service in the United Kingdom, then everyone, no matter if they could afford it or not, we as a nation would be better off as a whole.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk. On Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.